A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Monday, January 24th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleo. Sunny skies in downtown Salt Lake City and 36 degrees.
A crash at the I-15 junction in Ogden. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
Coronavirus and classrooms.
Salt Lake School District students head back to school today without a mask mandate for the first time since the pandemic started. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with details. Paul?
And Maria, some educators say that the mandate was an effective tool to keep the spread of COVID down. Salt Lake City School District spokesperson Yandere Chatwin says kids were complying with the mandates and they didn't meet the test to stay threshold until a couple of weeks ago. And even though the mandate has been lifted, Chatwin says they're still asking students to wear the masks. She says the day before they decided to go remote at one of their larger high schools, 58% of the adults called in sick. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Utah Jazz legend John Stockton is no longer allowed to attend basketball games at Gonzaga University, where he and two of his children had stellar careers. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says it's because he refuses to wear a mask.
Officials at Gonzaga suspended Stockton's season tickets after a series of conversations with their most famous alumnus. The Spokane spokesman review says Stockton has been outspoken in his opposition to COVID vaccination and mask requirements, going as far as to say more than 100 professional athletes have died from the effects of the vaccine in a documentary recorded last summer. The spokesman review says that claim has been refuted by PolitiFact and FactCheck.org. Stockton says he's looking forward to attending games again when masks are no longer required. Gonzaga currently has the top-ranked men's basketball team in the country. Dan Bama's KSL News Radio.
Demonstrators gathered on a street corner in Provo over the weekend to protest BYU's restrictions on attendance at public events. BYU requires vaccinations or a negative COVID test to attend indoor athletic and other events. The Daily Herald reports one organizer of the protest said they decided to speak out after learning that the parents of a BYU athlete would not be allowed to see him compete. A law professor at the school responded by saying a private entity like BYU is free to impose whatever restrictions it chooses on those who attend events. Utah's lieutenant governor is tested positive for COVID-19 after the first week of the Utah legislature. Deidre Henderson's public events have been canceled this week. She was previously hospitalized due to complications related to COVID in August 2020. Her spokesperson says lieutenant governor is doing well under the circumstances. Anti-vax protesters staged a huge protest over the weekend in Brussels, the home of the European Union. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers at the foreign desk.
After nearly 2 years of measures, some in Europe have had enough. According to police, the demonstration drew around 50,000, some traveling from France, Germany, and other countries to take part. This protester was typical.
Everybody around Europe is sick of the measures that the government takes against us. They're taking away our rights and freedom.
The protests followed demonstrations in other European capitals against vaccine passports and other requirements that European governments have imposed as daily infections have surged due to the Omicron variant.
Other national stories KSL is following this half hour. It has been a rough day on Wall Street, just as the Fed plans to hike interest rates. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ are all deep in the red today. The S&P in particular had its worst week in history since March 2020 last week. Analysts say tensions in Ukraine and inflation could also be contributing to poor stock performance today. Investopedia editor-in-chief Caleb Silver tells ABC News the tide will eventually turn.
Investors always oversell when they get scared and overbuy when they got optimistic. We're in a period of overselling. That's what we're feeling now, and it'll eventually turn around. We just don't know when.
We will take a deeper dive into this issue during our KSL In-Depth at 12:45 with DMBA personal financial planner Shane Stewart. The 2022 tax season is now underway. Last year, the deadline to file was pushed back due to the pandemic, but This year, everything will happen on time. The deadline to file is April 18th, but there is a six-month extension if needed. Police in Chicago are investigating a shooting from over the weekend where an 8-year-old girl was killed by a stray bullet. The child, Melissa Ortega, was walking in the street with her mother when she was shot. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says gangs in her city are the primary driver of gun violence. She's promoting alternate ways to target these gangs and get the guns off the streets.
The cynicism that says, well, why should we even try another tool? That is the thing that undermines hope. We've got to demonstrate to our residents, and particularly those residents, our neighborhoods that are under siege, that we are there by their side.
Police say the man who was the intended target was also shot and is in the hospital. We are hearing from the family of Ephraim Asiata, who was injured during a shooting in West Valley that left two other Hunter High School students dead. Asiata's uncle, Muka Atiaga, says that he's improving.
Ephraim's doing well. He's out of the ICU as of a couple of days ago, and he's got a long road ahead of him.
Atiga says the doctors gave him just a 1% chance of survival, and the family is grateful for the prayers and help that have come from the community. Coming up on KSL, calls to Utah's suicide hotline increased 32% over the last year, and a look at your noontime drive.
A crash in Weber County, it's to go to southbound I-15 at 31st Street in Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
Your morning companions, Dave and Dujanovic.
Every session, David's back again. Is it time to abolish the death penalty?
Too often in the criminal justice system, we forget the victims.
They're expanded from 9 till noon. Just ask Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Hello, car donation hotline.
Hi, I'd like to donate a car to the Utah Kidney Foundation.
Let's get some info and we'll send you a tow truck.
Are you in Utah?
I'm in SoCal, but you're still donating to charity.
What charity?
Does it matter?
Yes, I want my donation to stay in Utah.
You need to call Tow Cars in Utah.
If you'd like your vehicle donation to help Utah kidney patients in the Beehive State, please use the web address on their billboard. That's T-O-W-K, like kidney, A-R-S, towcars.org.
Do you or somebody you love experience excessive thirst, frequent urination, unexplained weight loss, or exhaustion? Hi, I'm Liddy Huntsman, and I've lived with type 1 diabetes for 25 years. While I was diagnosed early, other families are not so fortunate. Too often, the warning signs of type 1 diabetes are missed, which can lead to life-threatening complications and even death. I'm working with Beyond Type 1 to spread awareness of the warning signs for type 1 diabetes. Anyone at any age can be diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. To learn more, go to T1DWarningSigns.com.
As a Shane Company jewelry consultant, I get to work with couples looking for their dream engagement ring. Many feel overwhelmed. They just don't know where to start. And that's what I love about my job. I get to make this important experience fun and easy. We don't work on commission, so there's no pressure. When you visit, first, I'll want to know, what are your ideas for your dream ring? What fits your lifestyle, your personality, your budget? Then we'll go from there. We'll look at ring settings, and I'll show you options for the center stone. For example, if you choose a classic solitaire ring setting, I can show you how it'll look with different center stones, like a pear-shaped diamond or an oval pink sapphire. We have all shapes, colors, and sizes. If you're going for a big look with lots of sparkle, I can show you our halo ring settings. Or, if you want a ring that's ready to go, we can look at our perfectly preset styles. Visit your friends. We're in this together.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit the Shane Company. Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story this half hour. Salt Lake School District students headed back to school today without a mask mandate for the first time since the pandemic started. We'll continue to follow that story for you throughout the day and see how the schools are doing. The number of people calling Utah's suicide crisis hotline increased 32% from 2020 to 2021. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris has the details.
There were about 92,500 calls to the state's crisis hotline during the 2021 fiscal year. This is according to the Huntsman Mental Health Institute's annual report. A spokesperson for the institute tells Deseret News the number of calls last year was a record, but Utah is already on track to beat the record again this year. A majority of calls were able to be handled just over the phone. Only 14% of calls required a higher level of care, like hospitalization.
Utah County Sheriff's Office is looking for a fugitive who walked out of the jail Saturday. They say 36-year-old Tyler Shepard was assigned to work in the jail's culinary program, and he walked through the staff area to escape. He was charged with multiple felony counts for theft and assault charges. The Sheriff's Office says he does not pose a major threat to the public. A gunman opened fire during a lecture at Heidelberg University in southwestern Germany, wounding at least four, some of them seriously. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk.
What is known, police say the perpetrator is dead. Germany's DPA news agency reports the gunman killed himself. He opened fire with a long-barreled firearm in a lecture hall and then fled outside. Police believe he was acting alone and there's no longer any danger, no immediate word on a possible motive.
A family in Connecticut is alleging inaction on the part of the police after the death last month of 23-year-old Lauren Smith Fields. ABC's Janae Norman has more.
Lauren's family is alleging that police haven't conducted much of an investigation at all. And as they push for answers, they want to know why investigators aren't looking at the man last known to see Lauren alive as a person of interest in her death. We aren't naming the man because he hasn't been charged with a crime, but police say the investigation is active and ongoing.
Bridgeport police say a man who said he met Lauren on the Bumble dating app 3 days prior called 911 to report her unresponsive after a date. Hundreds of homes are still without power in West Valley and surrounding areas. Rocky Mountain Power was saying the power would be back up and running by 10 o'clock today, but there are still almost 500 customers without power in the area. KSL News Time, just past 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, good afternoon. What's happening?
Good afternoon, Maria. We're looking at a nice and quiet drive on the Valley freeways, at least on the main flow. You're going to see good speeds and no problems. But in Ogden, we do have this crash. It's eastbound 31st Street to go southbound on I-15, right at the junction at the intersection. It has been blocking a couple of lanes of traffic. You can still get around. You just need to use a little bit of caution. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
We're near 41 today with a lot of sunshine. A quick moving storm may bring in some light snow showers tonight through very early tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy, though, tomorrow, 38. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, a lot of sunshine, but only 36 degrees. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, we're less than 2 weeks away from the start of the Olympic Games in Beijing. Dozens of athletes and staff have already tested positive for COVID. We will go in depth next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all-day companion for news.
The new year offers a fresh start, a chance to set new goals, prioritize and focus on the important things in life. Things like seeing all your days with the vision you deserve. Modern cataract surgery at Hoops Vision is just the thing to start this year off right. The experienced surgeons at Hoops Vision have helped tens of thousands of people just like you regain clear vision after cataracts using the latest FDA-approved laser cataract technology. They even have lenses that not only restore vision after cataract surgery, but also offer the opportunity to be free from your glasses, bifocals, and readers. Leave the cloudy vision behind. Let Hoops Vision help you step into the new year with a clear view. Just call 877-30-LASIK. That's 877-305-2745 to schedule your cataract evaluation. Call Hoops Vision today, 877-30-LASIK, or discover more at hoopsvision.com.
If you've ever experienced running out of hot water before your shower was done, or hard water spots on dishes and fixtures, I've got a deal you might be interested in. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you probably already know that a tankless water heater and a water softener solve both issues. If you've ever thought about looking into getting a tankless water heater, here's the deal I was talking about. Through the end of February, we're including a free water softener with every new tankless water heater we install. The best part of this deal might be that you never have to worry about being the last one to the shower again, or that you don't have to waste the money keeping 40 to 50 gallons of water hot 24/7. To take advantage of this deal, call Any Hour Services before the end of February. The visit's free and there's no obligation to buy. If you decide to have us install a new tankless water heater, we'll throw in the water softener for free. That's right, a free water softener when you purchase a tankless water heater. Pick up the phone and call Any Hour Services right now for all the details. 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370, or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a big issue for lawmakers this legislative session is compensation for state employees. A report shows state employees are paid about 14.4% below market rate. I'm KSL News Radio's Martha Harris.
Second, Salt Lake School District students headed back to in-person school today without a mask mandate for the first time since the pandemic began. This comes after the Utah legislature overturned the previous Salt Lake County mask mandate. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
We have a new accident. It's eastbound I-80 in Tooele County. It's about 15 miles west of Knowles. Now, it's going to be about an hour before that's cleared and a little closer to home, but this one is definitely impacting traffic. It's a crash at the I-15 junction and eastbound 31st Street in Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine near 41. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, sunny 36 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national story.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Today, President Biden having a teleconference with a host of European leaders to discuss how to react to the escalating tension over a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. urging some staff and their relatives at the Ukrainian embassy to leave.
The Kremlin's just responded, saying fears of a Russian invasion are, quote, hysteria, created entirely by the U.S. and NATO as part of what it calls an information campaign. Despite the ongoing diplomacy, there is no sign that this crisis is doing anything other than escalating.
ABC's Ian Panel in Ukraine. The U.K. saying over the weekend they have intelligence suggesting Russian President Putin plans to remove the Ukrainian president and install his own pro-Russia government. Wall Street continuing a days-long sell-off. The Dow down 467 points after being down more than 1,000 points earlier. Investopedia editor-in-chief Caleb Silver says investors are uncertain about interest rates, Ukraine, a Fed rate hike, and inflation, but warns
the worst thing that you can do when stocks are selling off like they are in the past couple of days is sell into the selling. That means you're locking in your losses, and you never know when the market's going to turn around.
As Omicron cases surge in the West, a new mask rule in the nation's second largest school district.
At Los Angeles Unified Schools, students are now prohibited from wearing cloth masks and must instead wear a surgical or N95-type mask because of Omicron. In L.A., health leaders have been urging people to upgrade away from wearing cloth masks. And in fact, in most public places you go now, many more people here wearing surgical or N95 type masks. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Open the Northeast as COVID infections fall there. Dr. Fauci says that area is likely to pass the Omicron peak, and the rest of the country should follow suit by the middle of next month. Opening statements have begun in the Minneapolis trial of three police officers who were killed with Derek Chauvin when George Floyd was killed in 2020. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. We're less than 2 weeks away from the start of the Olympic Games, and China is ramping up testing for COVID. ABC's Maggie Rooley has more on the Olympic bubble and says dozens of athletes and staff have already tested positive, but some are blaming it on the tests that China is using.
It is already being put to the test. Organizers say they have found 72 cases in the first wave of about 2,500 people arriving in the capital just over the past 2 weeks. That's a little more than half who tested positive on arrival, and the rest inside the bubble. Remember, when someone tests positive, they're immediately brought to a quarantine facility, either a hotel or a hospital. These cases are on top of the 49 confirmed cases in Beijing and the more than 2,700 active cases across the country. Now, the chair of the Olympic Medical Expert Panel said these numbers inside the bubble are about what they expected. There are some big questions about the sensitivity of these COVID tests China is using. Just in the last 24 hours, they've loosened the threshold of what makes a positive test, but it is still much tougher than what we're used to here in Europe and in America. Now, this means, guys, it is possible that athletes who have had COVID in the last few months and are testing negative stateside, they may still test positive when they get to China. This could be a huge problem.
And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1219. Time for a check of traffic and weather together. And let's go to Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I've not seen any delay, but way out in Tooele County, we do have an accident at I-80 about several miles west of Knowles. But again, it's not going to cause you any delay. But if you are traveling between Wendover and Tooele, it's something to watch for. Now, for those a little closer to home, we do have this crash at the junction of eastbound 31st Street to southbound I-15 in Ogden. They are moving almost all of the vehicles out of traffic to the shoulders. Doesn't look like you're going to be able to have to deal with any kind of traffic or vehicles stuck in the lanes of travel blocking your way. But traffic still needs to be a little cautious there. No major backups in the area. What is SRE.com? Imagine a 15-year fixed mortgage at 1.55% APR. That's SRE.com. Rates based on credit and availability. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
High temperature near 40 today with some sunshine, partly cloudy tomorrow, 38. We may actually see some snow showers tonight, but on the light side. And then partly cloudy tomorrow, Wednesday, 40 degrees as well. More sunshine Thursday, 41. A few more clouds Friday, 45. More the same for the weekend. Hazy sunshine and near 45 both Saturday and Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and 36 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Quick check of the markets. A big sell-off today. We'll get you a complete update of your money news coming up next.
Do you have taxiety? That uncertain feeling before doing your taxes? Filing on your own or choosing the wrong partner can be stressful. Connect with Liberty Tax and then just breathe in and cash out.
Get $50 by filing before February 20th.
Go ahead. Feel it.
Visit StopTaxiety.com to schedule your appointment and say farewell to the stress of tax season. Liberty Tax. Let's end taxiety. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
True or false? Home ownership is only for the rich. Homie's answer, false. Homie has changed the way you buy and sell a home. It's easier, you make the most money possible on the sale of your home, and win the house you really want. Last year alone, Homie helped over 4,000 families save over $33 million in commissions and fees. Some clients made up to $10,000, $15,000, even $20,000 more than they would have going the traditional route. Head to Homie.com to get started. Homie, they've got your back.
You are not your diagnosis.
A medical chart is not your identity.
And vision loss does not define you.
Your drive shows who you are.
And you are not alone.
Because we are driven too.
To be a beacon of strength.
A champion of courage.
An advocate for hope.
You are not alone.
Because we are stronger together.
We drive the research for the cures we are finding.
We're fighting macular degeneration,
retinitis pigmentosa,
Usher syndrome,
and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases.
We fund.
We fight.
We win.
We are the foundation fighting blindness.
Together, we are fighting blindness.
Join the fight at fightingblindness.org.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. Let's talk about the dreaded mortgage insurance. If you are currently in an FHA loan of any kind, you are paying it. FHA equals mortgage insurance. Even if you bought a home with a conventional loan with a lower down payment, you are probably paying it. Nobody likes it. If you've had your mortgage loan for more than a couple years or so, you probably can get a new mortgage without mortgage insurance. That's right, no more mortgage insurance. So why are you paying it? You likely have more equity than you think. We can help you find out if you're eligible to get rid of your mortgage insurance. It's easy and fast. Call us today for a free evaluation. Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. NMLS 289-115.
Any Hour Services can make sure your furnace keeps you warm all winter long. Whether you need a tune-up, a repair, or just a second opinion about replacing it, call Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
KSL News Time, 1224. Jeopardy champion Amy Schneider is tied for the second longest winning streak in the history of the show. Schneider talks about her newfound fame as a top Jeopardy champion while representing the LGBTQ community as a trans woman.
The best part for me has been being on TV, as my true self, expressing myself and representing the entire community of trans people.
Schneider is qualified to play in the next Jeopardy Tournament of Champions. Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. You might be renting your next couch instead of buying it outright. IKEA is trying out furniture rental models. There's a huge demand for furniture rentals, especially among young people. Some existing furniture rental companies like Feather and Furnish will let people rent all their apartment furniture for about $100 a month. Your next hotel concierge might be a robot. Many hotel chains are switching to text, either outsourcing to off-site employees or even using a texting robot. Hotel chains say it's a way to cope with the severe staffing shortages in the hospitality industry. KSL Drives, Ford just unveiled their Bronco Raptor. The car maker touts the car that can bound across sand dunes at highway speeds. It's got a turbocharged V6 engine with over 400 horsepower. It's almost 10 inches wider and 5 inches taller than a standard Bronco, with metal plates underneath the body to protect the engine and transmission from rocks. Taking a look at your money at this moment, a big negative day on Wall Street. The Dow currently down by 2%, a full 2%. It's down by nearly 700 points, sitting at 33,569. S&P 500 also down by 2%, down 101 points. And the NASDAQ gets down 2.5%, down 313 points. At the box office this weekend, one movie crawled back into first and moved up the all-time chart. More from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
It is so crazy down there.
Spider-Man swinging into the sixth spot on the list of highest grossing movies of all time worldwide. Over the weekend, Spider-Man No Way Home passed 2019's The Lion King and 2015's Jurassic World to land in sixth. As for the weekend box office, Spider-Man returns to number one in North America with an estimated $14.1 million. Last week's champ, Scream 2, drops to second. And the only new release in the top five was the faith-based romantic drama Redeeming Love, finishing in fourth. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The world is changing.
President Putin and the Russians. It is up to them to decide.
Utah is changing.
Lawmakers have different ideas about how they want to see Utah's taxes cut.
Stay informed with Tim and Amanda first thing in the day from 5 to 9. Listen for Smart Conversation with David Dujanovic at 9 and Boyd Matheson at 1. And hear Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News as you drive home. Hear one thing that isn't changing. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Folks, if you're a homeowner over the age of 62, there's never been a better time than right now to consider a reverse mortgage. Home values have never been higher. New lending limits have increased by almost $150,000. Let's face it, retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Inflation is really affecting the retirees. We're all feeling the pinch at the grocery store, the gas pump, everywhere you turn. The cost of living has increased substantially. To survive in this environment, you may need to consider alternate resources. Your home may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized to improve your retirement. At Reverse Freedom, their clients have seen a dramatic improvement in their retirement cash flow with today's reverse mortgage. Talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom and discuss the 821 home. That's 801-921-HOME. Or calculate your own figures at reversefreedom.com. NMLS 1382816.
KSL News Time, 1229. Time for a check of your traffic and weather together. And Ricky Meese, what's happening on the road?
It is a delay-free drive on all your valley freeways, but we still have the cleanup of this accident in Weber County. This is mostly on the eastbound side of the junction at 31st Street in Ogden and I-15. But you'll also see some vehicles on the southbound left shoulder. All the vehicles are out of traffic, and you are able to get through the intersection once again. Right now, save up to $166 on select Bridgestone tires at Burt Brothers Tire and Service. Complete auto care done better by your friends at Burt Brothers Tires and Service. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, let's see if we're going to get any wet weather ahead. Here's Grant Wayman with the forecast.
I'm going to pick up where we left off over the weekend with the sunshine, some haze out there. Temperatures top out about 40 degrees. Tonight we actually could get some light snow. Doesn't look like it'll be much, though. Partly cloudy, 38 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, a lot of sunshine and 36 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's Noon News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour.
Utah at work.
A big issue this legislative session is figuring out compensation for state employees. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris reports.
Today, lawmakers discussed a bill that would increase pay for state employees. A report from the state legislative fiscal analyst says on average, state employees are paid 14.4% below market rate. But exactly how much to increase pay hasn't been settled yet. Legislative leadership set aside $155 million in December to increase pay and benefits for state employees, which is equivalent to a 5% cost of living increase. In Governor Spencer Cox's proposed budget, he recommended setting aside $105 million. That's more like a 3.5% increase. Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
A local immigration attorney thinks the current shortage of workers in Utah could ease up if the government would make it easier for immigrant workers to take those jobs. KSL News Radio's Dan Bombas has more.
Carlos Trujillo says the Biden administration has helped by deporting fewer undocumented workers. But he says local businesses who employ workers illegally and pay them under the table aren't helping the situation.
It doesn't strengthen our economy doing it that way. That creates a whole gamut of problems doing it that way, and that's why the government really needs to step in and fix this.
Trujillo says Congress needs to enact new immigration reforms to allow immigrants to get work permits and social security numbers so they can pay taxes. Dan Bombas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this half hour. The nation's second largest school district now telling students they have to ditch the cloth masks for something better. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
Here in L.A., there's a push from health leaders to get away from cloth masks, which they claim are less effective against Omicron because it's so transmissible. And so many places you go to now, the grocery store, restaurants, surgical or N95-type masks are much more common now. And it is now required at Los Angeles Unified Schools that students wear a surgical or N95-type mask. Cloth masks are no longer allowed on campuses. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The UK's Boris Johnson is in hot water. His own Conservative Party may be on the verge of booting him out for hosting parties during the country's strict lockdown. ABC's foreign correspondent James Longman has more.
A revelation that Downing Street had a party with wine and cheese the night before, and the images of a wine fridge being delivered for the event, have now pushed Britain's Boris Johnson to the edge of his premiership. The idea that the UK government had set up rules for the nation that they themselves were not following has broken Britain's proud sense of fair play, dishonouring the Queen, an accusation no Prime Minister can easily survive.
Today is the start of a new vaccine mandate in France. Anyone over the age of 16 will be required to show their vaccine pass to get into bars, restaurants, museums, and other places. The only exception for this rule is if someone has recently recovered from COVID-19. Now, this comes as the country is seeing record high numbers of new COVID cases. For the first time since the pandemic started, kids in the Salt Lake City School District are not under a mask mandate. The state legislature overturned the mandate on Friday. Some educators say the mandate was an effective tool to keep down the spread of COVID. District spokesperson Yandri Chatwin says kids were complying with the mandates and they still encourage people to wear masks.
Well, we can't control what people are doing out in the community, whether they wear masks or social distance. When we had that mask mandate in place, that was one tool to help us keep the spread at bay in the schools.
Chatwin says the day before they decided to go to remote learning at one of their larger high schools, 58 adults had called in sick. University of Utah Reading Clinic is seeing a huge increase in demand. With more students needing out-of-class help amid the pandemic, Governor Cox has increased support to the Reading Clinic of up to or over $1.3 million. The clinic was established by the Utah Legislature in 1999 and will now be able to reach 11,000 students in need. As cleanup continues in Tonga, John and Marion Tukafu returned to their business, the Vakaloa Beach Resort, this weekend to assess what is left of the resort that they have owned and managed since 2008 on the northwestern side of Tonga. They say the resort may have taken the brunt of the force of the tsunami, but John says that they are glad to be alive.
Yeah, I thought it was the last day, but I thank God we still have today to laugh and to breathe.
This weekend, a third Australian humanitarian flight landed in Tonga to help with rescue efforts and cleanup. About carrying supplies and volunteers from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is now headed to Tongan Islands impacted by last week's volcanic eruption. Church members from congregations on the main island were asked to donate whatever they could to help. A press release from the church says many people are expected to make the return journey on the aid boat since their homes were destroyed. The ship will also bring back missionaries from the outer islands. Coming up on KSL... The United States has been planning its next move as Russia threatens to invade Ukraine. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
It's a delay-free drive on all the valley freeways, but we still have the clearing of a crash eastbound 31st Street at the I-15 junction in Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Disagree better with Boyd Matheson.
Unless you're putting out a solid vision of what you're for, you're really not leading. You might win an election.
Yeah, that is not a leadership strategy.
Inside sources from 1 all the way to 3.
Tell any smart speaker, play KSL News Radio.
Filing your taxes can be difficult, and this year brings greater challenges. As you prepare for tax season, questions about PPP loan forgiveness, economic stimulus payments, and advanced child tax credits are just a few things that may be on your mind. Certified public accountants are the trusted advisors you can rely on to address your specific tax needs. As you try to make sense of tax filing this year, know that your CPA receives constant training and updates throughout the year, especially as we've dealt with regulations passed due to COVID-19. CPAs have been an integral part of tax policy conversations in Utah as well. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs also provide personal financial planning, business growth strategies, and general accounting services. Hire a CPA for the best in tax planning. Listen to KSL every Monday for tax tips from the UACPA. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org.
We're live with Utah's 2021 Best of State winner, Black Diamond Experts. How you feeling, champ?
Let me tell you something, Mean Gene. Black Diamond Experts is Utah's Best of State for electrical. Black Diamond Experts is Utah's Best of State for plumbing. Black Diamond Experts is Utah's Best of State for HVAC services. We won for all three services this year.
And this isn't the first time you've won Utah's Best of State award.
That's a fact, Jack. We won 7 Utah Best of State awards over the last 4 years, brother. We're winning because we're giving Utah award-winning service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on Sunday. You're the champ when you have Black Diamond Experts in your corner.
Strong words from the undisputed king of Utah's home service industry, Black Diamond Experts. Call them today at 801-251-1515 or schedule online at bdexperts.com.
Schedule online at bdexperts.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News, recapping our top local story this half hour. Utah lawmakers are looking at a pay raise for state employees. They haven't come up with a firm number just yet, but we will continue to follow that story for you. As tension grows in Russia on the Ukrainian border, the White House is planning its next move. Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson joins me live in studio. And Boyd, what does it look like? What is the Biden administration thinking about with the troops?
So right now, the proposal that the Pentagon presented to President Biden over the weekend at Camp David was for somewhere between 1,000 and 5,000 troops, not to go to the Ukraine, but to go to and be stationed in Eastern Europe, just so they're closer there, sending a clear message to Vladimir Putin that the U.S. is serious, that we're positioning things. It's also interesting to note where this is all leading. Obviously, there's still some disagreement amongst the NATO allies. The president is supposed to have a call with some of our NATO allies later this afternoon. That will be really fascinating to see how that conversation goes. I actually think Vladimir Putin is using all of this to divide NATO and really put some pressure on that alliance that has been so important over the years. So I think that's part of his division strategy in terms of positioning himself. And again, they haven't made any final decisions. You've got John Kirby, the Pentagon spokesman, as we speak, is just saying that there is no final decision yet on deploying any U.S. troops to the region.
Yeah, one of the statements we heard from Vladimir Putin earlier today was that there's nothing going on there. There are no tensions. This is just
nothing to see here.
A message from the U.S. and NATO. Yeah, nothing to see here. Well, how can you say that when you brought all those troops to the border?
Well, so this is very interesting because I actually believe that Vladimir Putin has challenges at home in Russia. The economy, jobs, poverty, all of those things. There's a lot of real challenges. And so one of the things that folks like Vladimir Putin try to do is to try to make it us against the world. And that's clearly what he's doing. He is telling the people of Russia, he is saying, look, we're just on our borders. We're fine. This is part of our sovereignty as a country. It's the West that is trying to poke at us. It's the West. It's the U.S. That wants to make the Ukraine an opportunity to actually invade all the way into Russia. So he's spinning a very different tale internally. It's also a chance for Vladimir Putin to look strong in front of his people, to say that he is still a dominant world figure so that they need him. The Russian people need him. And so it's a really interesting cat and mouse game going on between the administration, the NATO allies, and what Vladimir Putin is actually dealing with on the ground, both at home and in the Ukraine.
And you think we're going to know more about whether there will be U.S. troops going sometime today?
Yeah, I think it could be as early as today. It might not be until tomorrow or Wednesday. But I know they are kind of working through all the scenarios there. Now, we know that NATO has already moved some ships and some additional fighter jets into the region. Again, not into the Ukraine, but into the region there. So they are starting to station that way. So it'll be very interesting what the conversations are, especially this afternoon with the president. This is an area where the president said, this will be different in my administration. We will lead the world. We will be the trusted partner. And after Afghanistan and a host of other things, many people are wondering what that is. And we should also take note that the rest of the world is watching as well. China's watching all of this very closely to see how the Biden administration reacts to all of this pressure, because that will determine what they do next. And it's not just about land. We should also remember that Vladimir Putin has the ability to do a host of things with cyber attacks. We already know he's selected somebody within the government who is a pro-Russia person that he thinks could actually lead the Ukraine should that shift happen. So there's a lot of other things beyond just how far do they go across the border. Their influence can be felt in a lot of different ways.
All right. Thank you, Boyd. And
thanks, Maria.
Much more coming up on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson from 1 to 3.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.